institutional market will go into foam. I think all the city boys and all that sort of stuff, I think they'll pour money into these platforms, into this market. I think they'll pour money into it, okay? I think the retail market, they'll pour it. I think a lot of, you know, friends of yours will go. The sheer fact that you're here means that you have a certain mindset, and therefore, if you have this mindset, your friends probably have a similar mindset, because that's why they're your friends. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Birds flock together, okay? So people that you know will be going, oh, this is fantastic. But if you take the wider British population, when they go, oh, Bitcoin's booming, and at the same time, Libra and Chicoin are being launched, what will happen is banks and governments and the things will be going, oh, dangerous, it's going to collapse, you're going to lose all your money. Just like all those people here, meet Jimmy. Jimmy invested in early 2017. Oh, yeah. He put his life savings, sold his car and his children and bought Bitcoin and, you know, and then he lost everything in 2018 and now lives, you know, around, you know, Piccadilly Circus. Oh, don't touch it. Because I've seen it before, because British Telecom went, oh, don't swap, you won't have a telephone again.
Yeah.
And of course, it'll all be the EU's fault.
What's that?
It'll all be the EU's fault.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter who they blame it on, they'll go, because, and we were sitting there going, British Telecom aren't allowed that. And they go, well, British Telecom wouldn't lie to me.
I've heard that one a few times.
But it's the truth, right? It's like, and we're going, what the? It's like, that'll happen, but it'll just be a very short period of time. And then eventually the public will go, you've got something? Yeah, you've got something? Oh, shit. Oh, they lied to us again, bastards. And you just go, and we'll be turning around and going, you can, don't worry, the banks would never lie to you. And everyone will go, oh, of course they lied to me. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why there'll be a little bit of a delay.
Did you know that, long before British Telecom allowed you to use any other telephone on their cable in your house, a guy called, he came from Kenya, somewhere like that, but he's an Indian.
An evolutionary process. It's an evolution, and what my experience with this is you have to, with those people, we don't sell anything. It's a critical thing. You must never, ever sell the stuff. We're in the education business for this. And what you do, that's the idea behind the 1,000-coin offer. That's the whole reason we did it. It's because I was looking for a way. So if I talk to you, like I have friends that like call me crap, and I'm just going, and they're bankers, like really experienced bankers, and they go, you're just scamming people here, okay? And I went, so by helping them buy crypto, they're scamming. And I go, yeah. And I go, blah, 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 blah. And now it's all the big financial, big banks, all that sort of stuff, who are all in it. And they look at, and you can see them go. You know what I mean? It's like, and they go, well, you know, I'm still not sure. And I went, it's okay. You're a banker in New Zealand, you live in a little village, you're uneducated. Give him a hug. CEO of UBS.
Mm.
I was like, really good mate of mine. Chairman, sorry, of UBS, New Zealand. And I went, dude, you're just uneducated. You know, I said, it's okay. You guys are used to being kings. I said, JP Morgan, the boss, Jamie Dimon. I said, he turned around in August, September 2017 and said, it's a total scam, crypto, failed technology, any of my people touch it, I'm firing them. In January, he turns around and went, well, you know, it maybe have its potential. And I said, the only reason is we know it's because there was a tidal wave of customers leaving JP Morgan and of top people joining the crypto market, so he changed his coin. Then he still says, oh, I'm not sure. And then he launched JP Morgan coin.
But he was buying Bitcoin when he, just after he said what
he
was not buying.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm saying, I understand.
Like DBS Bank is the biggest bank in Singapore, Well, openly, we were in DBS Tower. They openly turned us and told us that it was a, they believed that it was a criminal enterprise, was the word I got from one guy. And I got that 2 months before I sat down with the global boss of electronic trading in DBS, where he told me that the global CEO had approved for DBS to create a crypto platform for all of their institutional clients in the world.
Your DBS is a Deutsche Bank?
No.
Who is that?
DBS. DBS Singapore. It's the biggest bank in Singapore, owned by the Singaporean government. And so we've been dealing with them for 9 months to help them launch their own platform.
I guess my question is it's not the people we talk to, you know. I mean, because at the end of the day, you move on. If you know, 1,000 coin offer, fine. But I'm talking about the perception of the general public, that FOMO story. When is that going to go? Oh my God, I've got to get into crypto.
So why do you know that the public? The rule with the public is the public always amaze you through their stupidity.
Yeah.
They always shock you with their stupidity. It is breathtaking how stupid they are. And what you have to do is to not give a shit about the public, because they're really, 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 really dumb. Like, the worst thing you could drink is Coca-Cola. What's the world's largest drink?
Coca-Cola.
The worst thing you can eat is McDonald's. What's the world's largest restaurant? And smoking is now so bad for you that no one in the world smokes anymore. Isn't that good? It's like, and got it.
The crypto, the perception of crypto is changing.
Yes.
It's changing rapidly.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
No, it is. It's evolving very, very quickly. Because
I think the main thing that I'm getting from talking to people is a growing curiosity about crypto.
Yes.
And that is the whole thing about the 1,000 coin offer. Is that what we've learned is this, and we are. As you get to know me, you'll know that I have this endless curiosity, and I will bore you to death with my theories. Okay?
Alright?
Yes.
My point is that in all the things that I've been viewed about this thing, it hasn't really changed. It hasn't really changed for 4 years, and it hasn't really changed the thing, certainly since, you know, like a year now, isn't it? So the point is that the fundamentals are always the same. And for us, it's a matter of we're not trying to save the world. When I talk about the crowd is the public, but it's not all the public, because one-third of the public are poor, and they don't have any money to invest in this thing. And because they don't have any money to invest in this thing, they don't give a shit about it. They really care about what West Ham is going to do against Man City. Okay? And they live, 28 million people in the UK live in council houses. That's not to mean that council housing people don't have any money, but that's where a lot of them are. So there's things. There's a whole group of professionals in the UK who are financial professionals, accountants and financial advisors, who see this as a fundamental threat to their economic survival, so will use all of their influence to snuff out. So I use this thing, so I had a look at my mother-in-law.
It's good you're going to count it come today then.
ISA, okay. I had a look at it. She's at 40 funds. And I'm just looking at this site, okay. And it's had a good run, like all things. Over this, but now it's not making its fees. And so I contacted the financial advisor and that sort of stuff, and I said, hey, what do you think? Okay. He obviously didn't like, wouldn't answer my emails until he got told to. and so I just said, look, you know, okay, so where are we going to get our returns for this? And this thing, you know, my mother-in-law doesn't need cash. Okay, she has enough money, this is meant to grow, so, you know, you've got her into the highly conservative, which is like, she doesn't need the money, it's like, grow. I said, okay, what about crypto? And he goes, of course not, it is highly speculative. And I said, well, it went down by 6% yesterday. I said, yeah, but it went up 150% so far this year. Who gives a damn about going, it's going to be volatile, no, 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 I cannot recommend it. I would strongly advise against it. Those things. And I went, and I wrote the email saying, is this because you don't understand it? Is this because you don't make any money out of the trading? Is this because you're worried she's going to take her money out and you lose your income? And this and things. And I deleted the email because why?
So, I sound somebody after that. You know, they are not, they can't become an affiliate until they purchase a product.
Yes.
We have
a rule when it comes to affiliates.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's for them to observe.
I want to tell you exactly why you cannot be an affiliate until you become a customer.
No,
and that restricts us. And the reason we do that is because we find that if someone, we did a trial and we found that if people are not a customer, they say, for a start, they say all sorts of bullshit, and then they don't know how to sort of refer it, that sort of stuff. Yeah. And if you believe in what you're doing, you get the viral thing.
So if that's just a platform for them to observe it, as a 1,000-point
option. Yeah, we just want them. Look, the whole point is, it's just, there's a customer journey. There's a customer journey that we just need to add a thing at the start, whereby we're prepared to have 10 million people. We're prepared, we would give away, happily give away, you know, however, you know, a billion coins if it just meant that someone had an account with Daxi and was connected into our world. Because if they're connected in their world, it gives us a chance to educate them and to change
it
their
world.
So
gets
they can attend the training.
They can do whatever they like. We want them to be part of our world.
It gets them into a comfort zone.
Yes.
So it gets the whole idea of crypto into their comfort zone, as opposed to being outside.
In the next 3 months, we, as a group of people, will create a totally new ecosystem which allows the world to come into our space. This is not the start. So don't forget, we're crowdfunding. So 3 years' time, they'll be offered custom crowd funding, property ideas, tech ideas, lending ideas, all sorts of things. And Daxi as such, the main concept will be actually about helping them educate themselves. The great issue with investing in this space is ignorance and fear. So we need to educate them. We'll be masters of running education and empowering these people. And by empowering them, we protect them. That's why we have a very unique thing. What's the difference with us is, as I said to a guy who was my lawyer, who looks after, you know, he's a crypto guy, but he also does other things. I said, crowdfunding. He said, oh, I know quite a lot about the legal front. I said, so here's me. I'm a crowdfunding platform. I turn around and say, we have these offers, these new crowdfunding offers. Okay, we've looked at them, we think they're great, that's why we put them on this platform. And if you want to invest in them, that's fantastic, just do your due diligence and then invest. Okay? Mm-hmm. Is that a good idea? And I said, that should be illegal. It should be illegal, it is immoral. And he goes, why? Why? And I said, because everyone knows the pitch. The pitch is crowdfunding. So the crowd are the public. Okay? The crowd are the public. So what I've just done is said, I've got this new high growth opportunity, and I'm assuming that you, the public, can do a due diligence on that. Which that concept is so laughable. He just started laughing. And I said, for me to say that my business is based on that, you are by the public, it is known that you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable because you're the crowd. Okay? And therefore, if I do that, that is immoral. And he just started laughing. He's like, where is it? He goes, I have never heard that before. And I said, think about it. It's bullshit. It's total bullshit. And he goes, so what are you going to do? I said, I understand it. I've spent 30 years with them. So we'll have an environment where I'll have lots of places where they can come in and learn and understand, and they won't get offered an opportunity until it goes through a dragon who is not on behalf of the platform or the product. It'll be on the crowd. So for him to hear about it, you're an expert in agritech opportunities. It gets shown to you. You go, and you work for him, not me. Okay? So you work for him. So you can go, if you don't like it, you go down. So the three dragons.
So his opportunity, he goes, hey, that's cool. And he goes, great. You know, so I said, no, 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 you have to get past these bastards. Okay? And these guys go, yeah. And they have to go like it enough so they go, yeah, we'll put some money into that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then, because they go, yes, no special deals, no nothing. They work for the crowd. And because they say yes, a million people turn around and go, oh, shit, so I can send £500. I'll send £500 to invest in this because at least the dragons say yes. It's like Dragon's Den. Like if you could sit there behind the dragons of Dragon's Den and that one said, you know, the dragon said, yep, I'll invest into it. But who also wants to invest? Why? Get it?
I know the usability of the coins for crowdfunding. No,
I'm not, coins?
Yeah.
I'm going to explain that in a second.